It was a technical motion. Suspend the rules to reconsider House Bill 645. It failed April 6th to get the votes necessary to be transmitted to the Senate. House Speaker Austin Knutson reminded the chamber that this motion would need a two-thirds or 67 votes.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 57 representatives have voted aye, 43 have voted no.
Motion fails.
Afterwards, Knutson said, there's one project in House Bill 645 that's giving Republicans heartburn.
It's Romney Hall. Yep, definitely is Romney Hall.
That building is on the MSU campus. Higher education officials want to remodel the building into more classroom space. It's more than just Romney, though. It's also the cost of the package to borrow money. Still, he said the Republican majority is willing to sit down and negotiate.
Honestly, I think the ball is in the governor's court. We've been having some discussions with him. Met with him this morning, and we met later in the week last week.
Knutson said the issue isn't dead. Three reporters went to Governor Steve Bullock's office for a statement, and the Democrat happened to walk into the reception area.
For what?
To talk about the bonding bill.
I got nothing to say right now.
Bullock said he had been in meetings and wasn't aware of the House vote.
Knutson says the ball's in your court.
How low are you willing to go?
I've been in meetings on other things, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, he's here right now.
Bullock turned and left. A staffer said he wasn't available for comment and that the office would issue a written statement later. After the motion to reconsider the House's bonding bill failed, Representative Mark Nolan stood and made the motion that the House sine die. And while that motion failed, it was a sign representatives are getting weary and want to go home. Monday was the 84th day of the 90-day session. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.